You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 63. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus. Before you take another bite of that camel steak, pay attention to today's episode, because the Lord will reveal to Moses and the Israelites which animals they can eat and which ones they can't. This includes seafood and different kinds of birds and other animals. And then as a bonus, in chapter 12, you'll get to hear the rules for women after they give birth. And we're also continuing in the book of Mark. Once again, the Pharisees and now the Sadducees give it all they got to try to trick Jesus with some good old-fashioned Bible trivia. But Jesus is not only better at their game, but he knows stuff outside the scriptures, like what happens to you after death. So one question I'll ask you: if you get married in this life, are you still married to that person in the afterlife? Well, you'll have to stay with us to hear what Jesus says about the subject. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Leviticus 11. Rules about eating meat. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"Tell the Israelites, these are the animals you can eat."
The following are more details from the Lord. If an animal has hooves that are split into two parts, and if that animal also chews the cud, then you may eat the meat from that animal. Some animals chew the cud, but they don't have split hooves. Don't eat these animals. Camels, rock badgers, and rabbits are like that, so they are unclean for you. Other animals have hooves that are split into two parts, but they don't chew the cud. Don't eat these animals. Pigs are like that, so they are unclean for you. Don't eat the meat from these animals. Don't even touch their dead bodies. They are unclean for you. Rules about seafood. You may eat everything that lives in the sea or in a river that has fins and scales, but you must not eat anything that lives in the sea or in a river and does not have fins and scales. Just the thought of eating such a creature should make you sick. This will never change, so don't ever eat meat from anything like that. Don't even touch its dead body. It is a sickening thought for you to touch anything that lives in the water and does not have fins and scales. Birds that must not be eaten. You must also treat some birds as things that are wrong to eat. Stay away from them. It is a sickening thought for you to eat any of these birds. Eagles, vultures, buzzards, kites, all kinds of falcons, all kinds of blackbirds, ostriches, nighthawks, seagulls, all kinds of hawks, owls, cormorants, great owls, water hens, pelicans, carrion vultures, storks, all kinds of herons, hoopoes, and bats. Rules about eating insects. Don't eat insects that have wings and crawl. Even the thought of eating them should make you sick. But you may eat insects if they have legs with joints above their feet so that they can jump. You may also eat all kinds of locusts, all kinds of winged locusts, all kinds of crickets, and all kinds of grasshoppers. But stay away from all the other insects that have wings and crawl. They will make you unclean. If you touch the dead bodies of these insects, you will become unclean until evening. If you pick up one of these dead insects, you must wash your clothes. You will be unclean until evening. More rules about animals. Some animals have split hooves, but the hooves don't make exactly two parts. Some animals don't chew the cud. Some animals don't have hooves, they walk on their paws. All these animals are unclean for you. If you touch them, you will become unclean until evening. If you pick up the dead bodies of these unclean animals, you must wash your clothes. You will be unclean until evening. These animals are unclean for you. Rules about crawling animals. These small animals are unclean for you. Moles, mice, all kinds of great lizards, geckos, crocodiles, lizards, sand reptiles, and chameleons. Whoever touches their dead bodies will be unclean until evening. Rules about unclean animals. If any of these unclean animals dies and falls on something, that thing will become unclean. It might be something made from wood, cloth, leather, or sackcloth. Whatever it is or is used for, it must be washed with water. It will be unclean until evening. Then it will become clean again. If any of these unclean animals dies and falls into a clay dish, anything in the dish will become unclean, and you must break the dish. If water from the unclean clay dish touches any food, that food will become unclean. Any drink in the unclean dish will become unclean. If any part of a dead, unclean animal falls on something, that thing is unclean. It may be a clay oven or a clay baking pan. It must be broken into pieces. These things will remain unclean. They will always be unclean for you. A spring or a well that collects water will remain clean, but anyone who touches the dead bodies of any unclean animal in that water will become unclean. If any part of a dead, unclean animal falls on seed that is to be planted, that seed is still clean. But if you put water on some seed, and if any part of a dead, unclean animal falls on those seeds, they are unclean for you. Also, if an animal which you use for food dies, whoever touches its dead body will be unclean until evening. If you eat meat from this animal's body, you must wash your clothes. You will be unclean until evening. If you pick up the dead body of the animal, you must wash your clothes. You will be unclean until evening. You must treat all the crawling animals that live on the dirt as disgusting things that you must not eat. You must not eat any of the reptiles that crawl on their bellies, or that walk on all 4 feet, or that have many feet. Don't eat these animals! And the Lord said,
Don't let them make you filthy. You must not become unclean, because I am the Lord your God. I am holy, so you should keep yourselves holy. Don't make yourselves unclean with these crawling things. I, the Lord, brought you out of Egypt so that you could be my special people and I could be your God. I am holy, so you must be holy too.
These are the rules about all the tame animals, birds, all the animals in the sea, and all the animals that crawl on the ground. These rules will help the people know which animals are unclean and which animals they are allowed to eat and which ones they cannot eat. Leviticus 12, Rules for New Mothers. The Lord said to Moses,
Tell the Israelites, when a woman gives birth, she will be unclean, just as she is during her monthly time of bleeding. If the baby is a boy, the mother will be unclean for 7 days. The baby boy must be circumcised on the 8th day. Because of the blood from childbirth, another 33 days must pass before she can touch anything that is holy. She must not enter the holy place until the time of her purification is finished.
The following are further instructions from the Lord. The mother will be unclean for 14 days, just as she is during her monthly time of bleeding. Because of the blood from childbirth, another 66 days must pass before she becomes clean. After the time of her purification is finished, the new mother of a baby girl or boy must bring special sacrifices to the meeting tent. She must give her sacrifices to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. She must bring a 1-year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a dove or young pigeon for a sin offering. She may bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons. 1 bird will be for a burnt offering and 1 for a sin offering. The priest will offer them before the Lord. In this way, the priest will make her pure, and she will be clean from the blood of childbirth. These are the rules for a woman who gives birth to a baby boy or a baby girl. Mark chapter 12, verses 13 to 27. Jesus replies to a trick question. Later, the leaders sent some Pharisees and some men from the group called Herodians to Jesus. They wanted to catch him saying something they could use against him. They went to Jesus and said,
Teacher, we know that you are an honest man,
When you speak, you don't worry about what others might think. It doesn't matter to you who is listening. You always teach the truth about God's way. Tell us, is it right to pay taxes to Caesar? Should we pay them or not?
But Jesus knew that these men were really trying to trick him. He said, "Why are you trying to catch me saying something wrong? Bring me a silver coin. Let me see it." They gave Jesus a coin, and he asked, "Whose picture is on the coin, and whose name is written on it?" They answered, "It is Caesar's picture and Caesar's name." Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." The men were amazed at what Jesus said. Some Sadducees tried to trick Jesus. Then some Sadducees came to Jesus. Sadducees believe that no one will rise from death. They asked him a question.
"Teacher, Moses wrote that if a married man dies and had no children, his brother must marry the woman. Then they will have children for the dead brother. There were 7 brothers. The first brother married but died. He had no children. So the second brother married the woman, but he also died and had no children. The same thing happened with the third brother. All 7 brothers married the woman and died. None of the brothers had children with her, and she was the last to die. But all 7 brothers had married her. So, at the time when people rise from death, whose wife will she be?"
Jesus answered, "How could you be so wrong? It's because you don't know what the scriptures say, and you don't know anything about God's power. When people rise from death, there will be no marriage. People will not be married to each other. All people will be like angels in heaven. Surely you have read what God said about people rising from death. In the book where Moses wrote about the burning bush, it says that God told Moses this:
'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.'
He is the God only of people who are living. So these men were not really dead. You Sadducees are so wrong." Psalm chapter 30, verses 1 through 7. A psalm of David. A song for the dedication of the temple. Lord, you lifted me out of my troubles. You did not give my enemies a reason to laugh. So I will praise you. Lord, my God, I prayed to you and you healed me. Lord, you lifted me out of the grave. I was falling into the place of death, but you saved my life. Praise the Lord, you who are loyal to him. Praise him who is holy. His anger lasts for a little while, but then his kindness brings life. The night may be filled with tears, but in the morning we can sing for joy. When I was safe and secure, I thought nothing could hurt me. Yes, Lord, while you were kind to me, I felt that nothing could defeat me. But when you turned away from me, I was filled with fear." Thank you, everyone. That was day 63. Join us for day 64. Continuing with our topic of health, the Lord gives advice about skin diseases and other medical conditions. What to do if you get one of those dreaded skin diseases? And in the book of Mark, one of the teachers of the law actually believes Jesus and wants to know which of all of God's commands is the most important. Then Jesus explains what it means to truly give to the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.